Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's never too early to talk about the NBA draft, the NFL draft, I'm sorry. Even before the NFL championship games, everyone's thinking, hey, who's my team going to take in the draft? Never mind these two important games this weekend.
Right.
Dane Brugler, The Athletic, joins us here on 97.3 The Fan, Gwen and Chris. Dane, thanks for the time. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Fantastic.
All right, so give me the first round real quick.
No. All right.
I'm just kidding. But honestly, it's got to be fun and at the same time tough because that's kind of what everybody wants to know. Who's my team going to take? And when we don't even know, like, the season's not quite over yet, but this draft has become such a big deal that everybody needs to know before anybody knows, right?
Well, I think the most important thing is it's a process. You know, you could talk to, NFL general managers, and they have no clue who they're going to take at this point because they're still getting their feet wet with this draft class. You know, scouts have been, you know, boots on the ground, been to campus across the country, all through the fall, all throughout the season. But now is when the general managers, the coaches, some more of the personnel department really get involved with the draft process, stacking the board. We had the East-West Shrine Game going on this week. We've got the Senior Bowl next week, then the Combine right after that. So a lot of things falling into place now. We're just under 100 days until the draft. So a lot of work to be done to figure out just how the top 32 picks and then rounds after that, how they're going to play out.
Dane, the big story this week has been Kyler Murray. He was drafted 9th overall by the Oakland A's. He has been kind of going back and forth. It seems like he has entered the draft process. Mel Kiper has him going as the second quarterback off the board. What are your thoughts on Kyler Murray?
Yeah, and I think there's so many layers to this conversation
because
first and foremost, is he going to play football?
Right.
He did enter the draft, but it was more of an arbitrary announcement because there was an underclassman deadline that he had to, put his hat in the ring and say, I'm going to be considering the draft. But he has yet to come out and say, I will no longer be playing baseball. I'm giving it up. And so really the big deadline will be in a couple weeks in February when, does he report to spring training with the Oakland A's? Does he start training for the Combine? Will the Oakland A's be lenient with him and say, okay, come to spring training for a week, then go to the Combine? And, Kyler Murray has all the leverage right now.
Yeah.
The Oakland A's spent a top 10 draft pick on him. They're not going to get that draft pick back if he decides to go play football. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But the NFL, they're going to want an answer. They're going to want to know, okay, if we draft you, if we invest a high pick in you, are you going to be playing for us? And so, first and foremost, which sport is he going to play? And then second of all, how does he transition to the NFL? He's 5'9", 190 pounds. We haven't seen a quarterback with those size dimensions play in the NFL since Doug Flutie. It's something that is the NFL, they love comparisons. If you talk about prospects, they want to know, okay, well, who does he compare to? Who can I look at in the NFL? And this is a similar talent. With Kyler Murray, we don't have that. There's no one you can point to in the NFL that you can say, okay, he's going to be like this because of the size. But also because when you look at the tape, he played in a conference that didn't play defense. He played behind the best offensive line in all of college football. I'm a big believer in trusting the tape. But at the same time, it's difficult to do that with Kyler Murray because of just different variables involved with his evaluation. But with that said, I think he's got a whip for an arm. You love the athleticism. You love his just a natural instinct as a ball handler, his ability to make those off-platform throws. There are a lot of times when you watch him and you swear you're seeing a little mini Mahomes out there with the way he can manipulate the throwing lanes and, you know, throwing different arm angles, things like that. So, I think if he does commit to football fully and gives up baseball, I do think he'll end up being a first-round pick. Where in the first round, I think that's anybody's guess at this point. In my most recent mock draft, I had him going 15 to the Redskins, but it's so early that it's really hard to peg just how early he could go in the draft.
Dane, as the draft continues to develop and it get more and more interest in this thing, is it still accurate to say that NFL executives put too much stock in the tangible numbers that they can get at the combine, for instance, the times in the 40 and the bench presses and the how high can you leap and the broad jump and stuff? Too much emphasis on that and not enough on the intangibles, because I've always felt that that's, I guess, the hardest part of the draft, right? I mean, is figuring out which guys are really going to come and show up with the skill, because they all have the skill.
Right. And the intangibles, the thing is, you can't really put a quantitative number on that. You know, it's hard to have the data on, you can do the Wonderlic test, try to do intelligence, you can, but trying to measure competitiveness and heart and passion and, you know, just treating, being a professional, because the NFL, obviously, it's a hard job, and you have to really love it and show up every day and, you know, put the time in. And so, you know, the combine, I think, can be a little misunderstood, I think, for, at least how I was taught by, some of my mentors throughout the league, is the combine's basically a cross-checking exercise. Mm. If a player is fast, if he's fast on tape, well, then he should run a 4.45. And if he doesn't, well, then you need to go back to the tape and figure out, okay, what did I miss? Or if he runs, faster than you thought, okay, go back to the tape, and maybe he's just not as fast in pads and a helmet. So, some of the flashy numbers will be what receives the headlines at the combine. But for the most part, it's a cross-checking exercise, a chance for scouts and teams to put the numbers next to the players and just get a better feel for making sure that it matches up what they saw on tape and what they saw when they were on campus in the fall.
Dane Brugler joins us here on Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Dane, I you brought up the measurements. I'm interested to know how much of, considering Kyler Murray's size, his stature, how much of a big deal will hand size be? Because I know that was a huge deal when it came to Russell Wilson, him being short, having big hands, being able to manipulate the football. How much attention will be paid to that particular measurement?
Yep, and that's a great point, because in the NFL, there's really not, larger hands are obviously better ball control, but if you're a quarterback, as long as you hit the 9 and really, talking different teams, there's different benchmarks. For some teams, it's 9.5. For some teams, it's 9 inches. And for those that don't know, they put your hand palm down on a flat surface, thumb to pinky, and measure it just lengthwise like that. As long as you're hit 9 inches, usually you're pretty good for a quarterback. If you're below 9 inches, that's a deal breaker for some teams, just in terms of being able to, the ball security, being able to handle the ball. And with Kyler Murray, that will be an interesting part of it. And it also brings up the fact that, I think height will be talked about a lot, but 190 pounds, that's a big worry as well, because, you look at guys like the shorter quarterbacks, the Russell Wilsons, the Drew Brees, the Baker Mayfields, they're all about 215 pounds. Yeah. That's a 25-pound difference. And so that just that thickness, that body armor, and we know Kyler Murray, he's going to use his legs. He's a pass-first quarterback, but he likes to use his legs and move around, and that's just part of his game. And, how is he going to be when he's going to have to take some more hits, and is he going to be durable and hold up? That's just another part of the evaluation.
Dane, outstanding, man. You got it covered. I don't think they have to worry about the draft. Just have Dane pick them. Right. I think he's got them down. Hey, appreciate the time, Dane. Let's catch up with you a little closer to the 100 days from now, but I know our NFL fans are pleased to hear all the stuff and the information you have to share. We appreciate it.
All right, anytime. Take care, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.